Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you once again for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and we look forward to speaking with you every Thursday night at 8:30. So make sure you tell a friend. If you would like to contact Issues Concerning Women, our email address is cinevesign@aol.com. Issues Concerning Women is an organization that focuses on women making their long and short-term goals of assisting women and their families in getting housing, financial, and life skills. ICW provides advocacy and services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, home ownership, career development, and assistance, investing for retirement, exercise and nutritional classes, entrepreneurship, and adult literacy programs. Issues Concerning Women has been in existence since 2006, and we are so happy that you have tuned in tonight to the Blog Talk Radio Show. Tonight, we're going to talk about entrepreneurship. And I am so excited about this topic because we're in this economy right now, and everybody's so afraid to do anything. People don't want to buy a home. They don't want to start a business. Well, guess what, guys? This is the perfect time to start your own business. Now, you may not be in a position where you can quit your job at this point, but you can start part-time doing what you love, doing what makes you happy. That's what it's all about. So many times as consultants, we tell our clients, this is what might be best for you. But now is the time for us to listen to what our clients really, really want. Listen to what they're telling us that they want. If you're going to be a ditch digger, be the best ditch digger that you can be, if that's the job that you want. You want to be an attorney, of course, you may have to go to school and you have to get the training that you need. If you're going to be a consultant, same thing, you have to get training. You can go to a library and read books about training, how to be a consultant, how do you get started. Anything that you want to know, there's information out there for you. And if you need help getting your business started, please contact Issues Concerning Women because we are here to help you. That's one of the things that we do. We're here to empower, but we're also here to offer you the training that you need. We have a program in place that walks you through starting a business from the very day you get out of school or the day that you decide that I want to start my own business, but I don't know where to start. Perfect example, I have a client who's in Richmond, Virginia, because I'm in Virginia Beach, and she got her master's degree last year in human and family services. She wanted to start an adult daycare center. She went through Department of Social Services, and she got all her training in order. But nobody was telling her how to start the business. What do you need to do next? What are the steps? And I was so happy when she contacted Issues Concerning Women because we were able to help her take her through the process of starting that business up into the point. Right now, she is in litigation trying to, with her accountants and attorneys, to close on a property up in Richmond so that she can open her adult daycare center. Now, mind you, starting a business of this magnitude is not easy. But the easy part is getting started because first you have to know what you want to do, what is going to make you happy. You know, all the time it's not about the money for some of us. For some of us, it is. For some of us, it is a necessity at this point that we do something that the income can come in right away. We don't have time to waste. Maybe we lost our job a few months back. Maybe, you know, our mortgage is late already. We ran out of unemployment benefits. What are we going to do? Start a business that you can start from home. Start a business that you love to do. Don't let someone else dictate to you kind of business you should start. You should do something that makes you happy. Because guess what, people? 99% of us just want to be happy. And once we get that revelation and once we know what we want, there's nothing that can stop us. If you're doing something that makes you happy, you're more apt to do it versus doing something that's going to make you a lot of money. Yes, money is important. Money is what it's going to take to get the business running. But at the same time, you have to be happy doing what you do, because if you're happy, the money's going to come. And tonight I want to talk to you about starting a home-based business, and I'm going to use consultants for the base because that's what I know. That's what I know best. I'm a consultant. I've been a consultant for many years. When I talk to people about starting their business, I always want to know what motivates them. What is the one thing that will make you happy? And I used to ask the question, what would you do for free? What would you do that you would do it anyway, even if nobody paid you? But in this day and time, we can't ask that question because so many people now are in need of payment. And again, I don't want money to be your focus. I want it to be a means to the end. But at the same time, I want you to pick a field that's going to make you happy. Pick a field that you're interested in. Pick something that you've had on your heart since you were a little girl or a young man. This is what I've always wanted to do. You know, some people out there are just wonderful with the services of consulting. They're wonderful with helping people. So that's what we're going to start tonight. And being a consultant is a business that you can start from home. How much money you make on each assignment is determined by the size of the account and the services you wish to supply. Consultants' fees range from $200 to $2,000 and up. Now, we're just using this range, and this is the low range. And it depends on the size of your organization and the scope of the services you provide. If you just think about it, if you were to do 100 consulting clients in 1 year at $200 each, you could make some serious money doing something that you love. You'll be helping families, you'll be helping couples, you'll be helping people in their everyday life. What could be better? I mean, just think about that. How excited you would be to go to work every day. How excited you would be to know that what you're doing is going to help somebody and give them wisdom and understanding. How exciting would that be if you were making that kind of money? So in addition to your consulting fees, you also have specialty services that you offer. For example, not only would you do just basic consulting, but you will also be there for seminars. You could do speaking engagement. You could do radio shows. You could do talk show shows. I mean, the possibilities are endless when you're a consultant. The first thing you need to do, again, is pick a specific area that you're going to work in. Know your specialty. If you have a bachelor's in social services, then maybe you would like to be a consultant for just that area, for families and family issues. You know, or maybe you have a business degree and you would want to be a business consultant, helping folks get to the next level in their business. I generally do startups and businesses that are in the midway level. You know, I help them go from where they are into the next level, to where they want to be. A lot of times people are already in business. They just need a little push, a little new look at what they're doing. Because a lot of times they're not doing something wrong. They're just not pursuing it 100%. They're not being persistent in their business. So that's where Issues Concerning Women comes in, is if you own your own business already. We'll be able to help you look at your business plan, vamp it up to suit what you need right now, what you should be doing right now, because the business plan that you wrote 5 years ago may not be the business plan that you can use in 2010. So let's talk a little bit more about, do you have what it takes to be a business consultant, because now you've chosen this field. You know what your specific area is going to be. When you are the owner of your own consulting business, you control the level of commitment you make to each client. Running a business, especially one that is run from home, takes a lot of thought. It takes discipline and planning. You would have to develop knowledge of the business in order to make professional business decisions. The beauty and idealism that your customers feel about your services will change with each client. It will change with creating each desired result. Mistakes or lack of attention to details on your part will not only be embarrassing to you, but it will also let you lose a lot of money. Because if you don't do what you say you're going to do, you're going to lose the client. And guess what? If a client goes out and tells somebody else that you don't follow through, that you're unorganized, this is embarrassing for your business, and especially if you're just getting started. You don't want people to say that about you. You want to be about your business. You want to know that you're doing everything that you can do to please your client. You want to be all about details and being organized. A home-based consulting business requires personal stamina, organizational abilities, and extreme dedication, especially in the beginning. In some cases, it also requires some startup funds. You will not need an attractive office or a great deal of working capital if you are the primary source provider and you conduct your consulting services in the home or businesses of your clients. So you have to think about that. Running your consulting business, where are you going to meet your clients? You know, so many deals are done at the dinner table or at the lunch table. You know, you don't necessarily have to go out and purchase a brick and mortar to be a consultant, because so many times you will be meeting other folks at their own businesses or at meeting them for lunch, for a light lunch, or meeting them for a drink, so that you can sit down with them and get to know your client and be able to go over what you need to go over with them so that you can be your professional best and that you can get everything that you need to be a great consultant for them. One of the most important reasons for failure of a new small business like this is that the would-be entrepreneur goes into it with his eyes not quite open far enough. It is imperative to do your homework first, use the assessments that I give you, and especially if you come to me for consulting, to help you determine your suitability for the home-based consulting business. Find that niche that's yours that makes you different from all the other consultants in the area. Because guess what? Just like with any business, consultants come a dime a dozen. But what is it that makes you different from all the other consultants? What service do you offer that some of the other consultants do not offer? What are you going to do for your clients that is not being done at this particular time? So you have to find your niche, find where you're going to be able to help your clients and let them know how much you care about them and how interested you are in moving them from a startup business to a full-fledged running business or a business that you can move to the next level. If you just tune in, this is Issues Concerning Women. I'm your host, Francine Humphrey, and tonight we're talking about starting your own business, your consulting business. Let's rate ourselves if we want to do, and this is a good exercise for us, and that I use it all the time when I'm in training, especially when I'm doing consulting training. Are you great at being a consultant? Is the consulting business a good business for you? And you can rate yourself. So let's number our papers. We need some pencil and paper for this, guys. So if you have some paper and pencil handy, I'm going to ask you 8 questions, and you can answer, and you answer on a scale of 1 through 6, okay? 6 being high, 1 being low, okay? So I'm giving you a few minutes to get your paper and pencil because I really want you to do this, rate yourself. And while you're doing that, I'm going to give out my email address again, which is cinedesign@aol.com. Or you can call me at 757-567-6734. I'm Francine Humphrey, and this is Issues Concerning Women. We're on every Thursday night at 8:30. So please join us. Please tell your friends about us. It's been exciting doing the radio show. I love what I do. I look forward to it every week. And hopefully you enjoy the things that you hear on the show. All right, now, so you got your paper and pencil ready. And what we're doing is we're rating ourselves as a consultant. Okay, so we want to number our paper, 1 through 8. And the first question is, I am considered outgoing and friendly. Now, remember, we're going to rate ourselves 1 through 6, 6 being high, 1 being low. Okay? That was number 1, am I considered outgoing and friendly? Number 2, am I comfortable meeting people and am I considered a good listener? Am I comfortable meeting people and am I considered a good listener? Number 3, I have a good eye for detail and very effective at organizing and planning projects. Number 4, I am considered a self-starter. It takes little external motivation to get me going on a project. Number 5, when given a project, I'm able to stay focused until the overall goal is met. Number 6, I have a natural talent for handling multitasking and sorting out priorities. Number 7, I am considered an effective problem solver and can handle disagreement positively. Number 8, I am comfortably bargaining and estimating, and when necessary, can negotiate effectively. Okay, that was 1 through 8. And if you missed any of them, just send me an email, and I'll be glad to shoot this over to you right away. It's all of you helping each other out, and I'm here to help. So let's add up our totals. Now, for scoring, since I'm not there with you, you have to be honest and score yourself honestly. Total your scores. Although no one can effectively predict business success, your results can be used as a starting indicator. So this is just a way for you to see if being a consultant is the right business for you. It doesn't mean you can't do it if you get a low score. It just means that maybe you need to get a little bit more training. You need to contact Issues Concerning Women, get in our consultants program, and I'll be more than happy to help you. Okay, if you scored 32 to 48 points, you seem to have many of the basic skills necessary to succeed in this consulting business. Wow, that's great. The second score is 20 to 32. You have scored in the average area. There are no questions that you score low on to warn you about proceeding ahead too quickly. Take some time and review the questions again and determine what you can do to either increase your score or find a way to accommodate areas of weakness. Now, what that means is if you are not strong in projects or strong in organizations, maybe you should partner with somebody to help you build your business. This is not saying you should not be a consultant. It's just saying you're weak in some areas, get help where you need it. Get a mentor. Contact Issues Concerning Women. Get in our consultant program and let us help you get the training that you need. And below 20, before you read further, rethink the answers and review your talents. You have enough low scores to indicate caution. This is certainly no proof you will fail in the consulting business, but it can be used as a caution. So if you score below 20, there is a little yellow light flashing, and it's just a warning to you that maybe you need to do some more research. You need to really think about, is this the business for you? And like I said, there are all kinds of consultants. There are business consultants, wedding consultants, electronic consultants, technologists, engineer consulting. I mean, there are so many fields. Maybe you need to rethink what field you need to be in and where you need to start. If you score low, maybe you need to get with somebody and find yourself a mentor, somebody that can help you build your business. All right. We think about where do we get started when we want to start a business. First, like I said before, reading and research are extremely important steps to take before beginning this or any business. So it really doesn't matter what business you do. You just need to know that this is what I want to do, this is what's going to make me happy, and this is where I'm going to start, because we can't worry about yesterday. That's gone forever. We need to start right where we are today. Talking with others who have succeeded in the consulting business will also be a great benefit. Nothing is better than the experience of others. Learn from their mistakes rather than making them yourself. So this is a great point, because if you get with somebody who's already been in the business for years and years, they already know the mistakes you're going to make because they probably already made them. They'll be able to say, you know what, let's not do this. Let's try something else. Or you're on the right path, but let's do this, this, and this. So this way, it's nothing new under the sun. Everything is the same. It's, we just have a new way of doing it right now. We have a new way of thinking about it. This is 2010. We're geared up for 2011. This year is almost over. We're in our ninth month. We're going into the holidays, and you want to get started right now so that you can be up and running in the next few weeks, that you're going through to the holidays with a positive attitude about starting your business. But would a consultant really tell you what you want to know? Because that's a question that we always ask ourselves. You know, if I don't know what I'm doing, if I call a consultant, will they tell me? Absolutely. The consultant business is not a cutthroat business like many other businesses you can develop, which makes it an inviting opportunity. The business consultant is there to help you to build business by providing positive, friendly, and helpful information. As a group, consultants are positive people to be around and will most likely give you time and give you advice. People in general like to talk about their experiences, and the consultant is no exception. If you are open and honest about your intentions with them, most consultants will meet with you over a cup of coffee, share a lunch with you. As your business grows, you may be able to share projects with them or partner on occasions. So it makes sense to get with a consultant and take advantage of the help that can be provided to you. And you may want to hire a consultant yourself. And that is an excellent way for you to see how it's actually done. Hiring a consultant will teach you all the things that you might not have thought about yet, because he or she will already have goals set out. They'll already be branding their product. They'll know what area they're in and their expertise. They will show you how to focus on what areas you want to be in. They'll show you how to get the word out about what you're doing. Oh, I love this business because it's all about helping people. And I am so excited that you were able to tune in to the show tonight. And talking about building a business is what I love to do. If you would like more information, please contact me at CINEDESIGN@AOL.com. I am very, very, very happy to talk to you about your business and what you want to do and how you want to go forward. When considering being a consultant and how you can turn your business into a growing business rather than just a startup business, it's certain things that you must consider. One, are you financially able to do this at this point? Two, that you find a niche for yourself, that you know this is what you want to do, this is going to make me happy. Three, that you find somebody to talk to and partner with. And four, that you don't let anybody deter you. You just keep going and you do what makes you happy. This is the most important thing about being a consultant, that you are steadfast and that you ask God to help you with what you're doing, that you pray about it, that you meditate about it, that you know that you're on the right path and that this is for you. Again, you may want to start part-time. You're working full-time now and you need to get this going, or you're out of a job and you need to just go forward with what you want to do. A consultant may not be the business that you choose, but whatever business that you go through, these same principles apply to you. You just take them and put them to whatever business you want to start. Because the questions that I asked were general questions, and they can fit any business. So it's just so wonderful that we're able to make our own destinies. We're able to change our own lives. We're able to control what we do in this day and time. You know, it used to be a time where we didn't, that we were bogged down with our jobs, and we worked there for 20, 25 years, we were retiring, get our watch. But guess what, folks? That's not happening now. Every time you go into a job, if you're in the job market and you're looking for a job or you're at a job, you don't know when that business is going to close down or when that business is going to cut back. But guess what? If you're your own boss, you're in control of everything that goes on in your business. You're in control of when you're open. You're in control of when you close. You're in control of the hiring. You're in control of the firing. You're in control of how much money you're going to make. And if you're not going to make any money at all, you're in control of all these things because you have the key to succeed if this is what you want to do. You can't let anybody stop you. You have to stay focused on what you're doing. It's just so important. I know that you may have questions, so you can email me, CIMEDESIGN@AOL.com. And this is Issues Concerning Women. We are on the air every Thursday night at 8:30. We're so excited that you're able to tune into our program, and we really want to help you get to where you want to go. That was just a little tidbit of information about starting a business, and I have much, much more that I'm willing to share with you. So please tune in next week and tell somebody about the radio show. We're all about advocacy. We're available for speaking engagements. You just want to contact me. I'm the director, Francine Humphrey. And I am willing to come out to your organization, your business, or even your seminar, your workshop, and talk with your people about how we can get to where we want to go, about how being happy is the key to being successful. I know that this is a lot to take in 30 minutes, and I just love what I do. It's so important to me that each day that I do something that's going to build my business, and having this radio show is one of the things that keeps me motivated. It lets me know that I have a responsibility to give back to the community. Even though I'm in Virginia Beach, Virginia, I can reach all over the world. That's what makes me so happy about being on the radio show. I also do a live talk show every second and fourth Wednesday on 1270 AM. And I talk about everything under the sun on that show. It's spiritually based. But it's a wonderful show, and we reach so many people because we are here to help you. Issues Concerning Women, it's all about reaching back and grabbing that hand, opening that bridge. No matter where you are in the world, you can connect with all kinds of people and all kinds of communities and be an advocate for reaching out and helping somebody else, pull somebody up. Make that change in your life, because guess what? If you're helping somebody else, then you're helping the world, even if it's just one person at a time, and it makes you feel so good. So tune in next week to Issues Concerning Women. We look forward to hearing from you. Contact me at 757-567-6734. I'll take your phone call. If you want to be on the show, same way, contact me or go to blogtalk.com/ICW. See you next week. And don't forget, tell a friend about Issues Concerning Women. We hope that you have enjoyed the show. And for the last 30 minutes, you have been listening to Issues Concerning Women Talk Show. We'll be back next Thursday at 8:30. We can't wait to hear from you. Good night.